Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. I am actually really excited about this episode because it is something that I have been walking through, supporting clients with, is this piece about limiting beliefs. I have a ton of episodes on the show about limiting beliefs, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about what limiting beliefs are, but I'm going to take it one step further. I want to ask you, and I want to invite you, as my friend Meg would say, invite you into a new way of thinking. It's not the right way. It's just a way that I use and supports me, is that what if your limiting beliefs held your greatest gifts? What if they held your superpowers? I do believe all of us have our own unique superpowers. It's not a fluke. It's not like a mistake. It's nothing like that. You actually have them. But your limiting beliefs are holding you back from tapping in and uncovering them because it's the way our subconscious mind keeps you safe. And I know you're like, Marcia, why would I choose something that keeps me safe if it feels suffocating? It's actually not what I want. I want to create change and I want to grow. Well, your subconscious mind is number one's job in life is to keep you safe. And so even stepping outside of our comfort zone feels uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable. So how do we shift this? So let's start with this piece on limiting beliefs. What if they're not the most shameful parts of your life and the parts of the story that you think they are? What if they are covering what you are capable of doing? And so limiting beliefs are really just stories. They're actually stories that we tell ourselves about who we are that holds us back from becoming who we're meant to be. And these beliefs limit us from reaching our full potential. They're often subconscious. We don't even know that we have them until someone points them out to us. So back to subconscious and conscious. Our brain is 5% is our conscious brain. Then underneath that, we have our analytical brain, and then we have our unconscious or subconscious brain. That is 95% of who we are. Most of that is formed before the age of 8 years old. And it comes from the experiences, our opinions, our thoughts, our perceptions. And so many people will say, well, I didn't have any trauma, so I don't think I have those limiting beliefs. That's not how it works. It could be something that you watched, that you witnessed, that you heard, that you interpreted, your perception of something, right? Your perception of something. And maybe it's something that was never even said directly to you. But what happens is it builds this belief in us, because a belief is just a thought you keep having. So it builds this thought, these thoughts on thoughts on thoughts in our system that actually create the belief. And then all of a sudden, before we know, we've got this belief that I can't do that. That doesn't work for me. It doesn't work the same as it does for somebody else. She's able to do it and I can't. They're deeply, deeply ingrained convictions or assumptions about ourselves. They can be about ourselves or about others, but we're talking about the ones that are about ourselves. They're formed in those early years, the experiences, the upbringing, the societal norms, past failures you might have had, which you made them mean about you. And I want you to think about this way, that these beliefs that we have, they act as filters through which we now interpret events, how we make decisions, how we have beliefs about ourselves, because we've got these filters that are running at all times. And the filters are there, again, to keep us safe. Because it's almost like when you stretch into something that you know, maybe it's new and you haven't done it before. It's like, that's really, really scary. Our subconscious mind goes into this space of like, abort, 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 back up. Don't do it. Back up. It's not safe. And so it pulls you back into that space. You can't consciously change your beliefs. Ooh, stay with me on this one. You can't consciously change your beliefs because when you are using your conscious brain, you're only using 5% of what is capable, like what is available for you. Whereas the roots of those limiting beliefs sit in your unconscious body, the 95%. So you can write the affirmations, you can say the affirmations, you can do the journaling, you can do all those things, which is incredible. And you're busting your ass for 5%. You're not even tapping into what is available, like the powerhouse of your body. I said it on the show lots of times. Conscious mind is like the programs that are running. That's Zoom that I'm recording this podcast on. Unconscious mind is the programs on my hard drive that are running, whether I do something or not. Right? I can punch Zoom over and over and over, but if I'm not going to do updates in my hard drive, Zoom's not the problem. My computer's not up to date. My hard drive's not up to date. Our thoughts are the same. They're literally the same. They're ingrained. Those limiting beliefs are ingrained in us. And remember, a belief is just a thought that you continue to have. We have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. 80 to 90% of them we repeated from yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. And 90% of them are negative. So do you see how we're the human on the groundhog day loop that we're just doing over and over again? So how do we change this? What do we do? How do we change this? What does this look like? I want you to know that everyone has limiting beliefs. I do not care who you are. If you say that you don't, I am going to lovingly call you a liar because it's not true. Or my other question would be for you is how small is the world that you're playing in? Because I did have a podcast guest say that to me once. So I don't have any more limiting beliefs because I've done the work. And I'm like, I'm actually going to call bullshit. I really am. Because if you tell me you don't have any limiting beliefs at all, my question for you is, how small are you playing in your life? Like, how small are you playing in your life? If I sit in my office and I don't try and grow my business and I don't put myself out there and I don't stretch to do uncomfortable things, sure, I don't have any limiting beliefs because I'm not doing anything. But that's not why you're listening to the show. You want to do something more. Right? You do. So everyone experiences limiting beliefs. It's normal, it's human, but learning how to identify them so that you can prevent these beliefs from limiting you, that's what's going to change the game. And how do we do this? So if you're in a space of you're focusing on what you don't have, what you can't do, what you're lacking, what you don't have results in that you think you should by now, those are the pieces that are showing you. It's like putting a spotlight on what your limiting belief is, right? It's putting a spotlight on what your limiting belief is. I can't do that because I don't have the same kind of money that she does. Or I can't build that business because I don't have that much success. Or I don't know as many people as she does. Or she's a lot luckier than I am. Whatever that story is you're telling yourself, you are anchoring that in your system as a limiting belief every single time you think it. Every single time you say it. You are anchoring it in and you are literally saying, yep, this is it. This is how it works for me. Doesn't work the same way for me as it does for somebody else. So to discover what that limiting belief is, let's just be real for a second. You know what it is. You know what it is. I know you know what it is. You might not know why it's there. But why does it matter? We're just getting to a spot where we can uncover what one limiting belief is. Think about the things that you would like to achieve, but you're not currently working towards them. And look at the reasons why you justify that you're not. I'm afraid. I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know how to like use my voice. I don't trust it. It doesn't work the same for me. But really ask yourself, ask your unconscious mind. The justification is in the why of the sentence. Why are you not doing it? That is the limiting belief. And deep down, if I take all those limiting beliefs and I put them in a pot and I boil them right down to nothing, they come down to not enough, not feeling worthy enough, not being enough. It's always about not enough. It actually almost is always about not being enough, not feeling worthy enough. And so to overcome a limiting belief, I'm just going to share the 5-part framework for it. And then I want to talk to you about why your limiting belief can be your superpower, your greatest gift. So overcoming limiting beliefs, it's going to be in the show notes. One is awareness. You cannot change anything you are not aware of. You can't. And it's awareness without shaming yourself, without criticizing yourself, without judging yourself. It's just awareness. It's be neutral, like be neutral. See it. Number two is call it out. Ask yourself if it's true. It's never true. I'm just telling you that. But it's like, ask yourself if it's true. You have to go through the process of going, yeah, that's not true. Look for contrary evidence. Look for proof. Write it out. Like be clear. Look for it in points of your life. there is some contrary evidence that that's not true. There is. There's contrary evidence that that is not true. Then write it all out. How many times have you actually proven that this is not true? Write out the details. You need to see it in front of you in order to believe it. Then rewrite it in a new, empowering way. And this has to be something personal to you. When you rewrite it in a new, empowering way, it's the way that's going to help you to create and change and shift in your life. And then the last thing that's important when it comes to overcoming limiting beliefs is you have to anchor it in with subconscious reprogramming to rewrite the belief in a new, empowering way. You have to rewrite it in a new, empowering way. And that is so incredibly important. This is like hypnosis, tapping, subliminals. You are rewriting the belief in a way that supports the direction that you're going in. So this is how you change that limiting belief. First, we have to identify it. Then we have to see it, right? We have to have the awareness, recognize where it's there, recognize how long it's been holding you back. And now I'm telling you that when we learn to remove those filters, we learn to get to the root of the issue. What can happen is that you can now start to see it for what it is. Oh, it was a way to keep me safe. It was a way to keep me quiet. It was a way to keep me in a space where no one was judging me. It was a way to keep me small. It was a way to keep me, you know, from moving forward and failing, whatever that is for you. But the beliefs that you have, these limiting beliefs that you have, they manifest as doubts, as fears, as negative self-talk that hinder your creativity. They hinder you from moving forward because you want to play back in the safe zone. And listen, if you want to play in the safe zone, cool, go do that. But if you're sick of playing in the safe zone and you don't know why you keep playing in the safe zone, then this is for you. Every time you anchor in that belief, that limiting belief, you are feeding the doubt. You are feeding the fear. You are feeding the proof that, see, I can't do that. I can't do that. It's too scary. It's too hard. And you're keeping yourself safe. So let's flip this for a second. Imagine if we move these filters out. I can't do, maybe I can do an episode on this, but understanding subconscious reprogramming and getting to the root of the issue, where that root is really important because we want to pull the roots of the weeds out, right? You just keep throwing mulch over top of a garden of that's full of a few plants and a ton of weeds. Yeah, sure. If you throw the mulch over, you won't see it, but you've never got to the root of the weeds and you're always pulling and pulling weeds in order to clean that up. That's what beliefs are like, right? We don't want them to take root in ourselves because they block us from the living the life that we're meant to live. But I think it's one step further than that. I think that they're blocking us from actually stepping into our full potential, stepping into our greatest gifts, our superpowers. I think our superpowers are something that you have that no one else has. It's the gifts that you hold on to. It's the gifts that you're here to impact others with. You have them, and I can't use your gifts. You can't use my gifts. It's not possible. So when it comes down to it, like, what are your gifts? And here's another indication when it comes to gifts. You rarely see them. You do not see them, right? You don't see them. You kind of have them in the back of your mind. It's like, no, everybody can do that. Everybody can do that. That's something that people can do, right? That's everything. People, everyone can do that. And when I work with clients, I can see their gifts and I get so excited because I can see it. And they're like, no, I don't see that. I don't see that. But I also have people in my life who can see mine. Because I think that if we are walking around going, look at my gifts, look at what I have, look at what I can do, that's all ego. That's not heart-led. That's ego. And so instead, you can't see your gifts, but through this process, what if I'm telling you that, well, I am telling you, your gifts are sitting underneath of those limiting beliefs that you have to keep yourself safe. They're the things that you can do that no one else can do. No one else can tap into them that way. No one else can do the work that you're doing. There's no one else. There is no one else. There's no one else that's on this earth at this time exactly with your makeup. Like, that's incredibly powerful. So when it comes down to it, think of what your gifts are. I am very passionate about using your voice, sharing your story, letting yourself be seen, authenticity, building connection, collaboration, co-creation, working together, right? Allowing yourself to be seen, helping others with their stories. That's because that's what I walked a decade ago. It's right there in front of me. That's what I walked a decade ago. I felt like if I could help others to see themselves in my story, that maybe they could find a way through their story too. And I knew it in myself. I did not know what it was going to turn into. But I felt like if I could help people to see that it's possible to change their story and move through it, then it would change their life. And I have people and clients coming into my corner right now. Not kidding. they expand the shit out of me. Like, I get so excited and I'm like, whoa, they have me stepping up my game and I'm here for it. They're teaching me as much as I'm hoping I'm supporting them. I promise you that they are. I think that's because I'm allowing myself to be even more bold with being seen, with more authenticity of being seen and heard, sharing who I am. And that part I hid for a really, really long time because it wasn't safe to be seen. Shame was at the wheel. It was blocking me. It was protecting me. It would put the shield of armor up. It wouldn't allow me to be seen. And there had to come that day where the fork in the road was so crystal clear that it's like, I can go back and choose the old habits, the old me, not using my gifts. But I honestly thought I was suffocating. I didn't want to suffocate anymore. I didn't want to choose the discomfort that I knew all too well. I wanted to choose something different, but that meant I had to shift and learn how to move through and change these limiting beliefs. And it's messy work. It's consistent work. It's daily work, and it changes the game. So I think this is actually a really powerful piece of it, is the fact that my coaching certification, actually my entire business is, it's under Marcia Van W, but it's outspoken. It's outspoken publishing, it's outspoken speaking, it's outspoken podcasting, it's outspoken coaching, because outspoken is the word I was told I was way too much of as a kid, And I think it's a gift of mine to see clients, to see what is available for them. I see it before they see it. I see the message. I see the story. I know what they can do, the impact that they can have, the difference that they can make. I can see it. I see it long before they do. And I know they have an outspoken voice in them, and I want to get to the root of it to help them to see it. You know why? Because their voice, their gifts are meant to impact people I can't reach. They're not for me. They're for them. They are for them, and they are meant to impact those people. And that's the ripple effect that I choose to be a part of. This is why I deeply believe that the limiting beliefs that you're holding onto that are keeping you, air quote, safe, are blocking you, literally blocking you from stepping into your highest gifts, your superpowers. And when you choose not to do that, when you choose not to step forward, when you choose the discomfort that you know, the familiarity that you know that you don't even want, when you choose that, you block yourself from using your gifts and you block yourself from the people that you are meant to support, that you are meant to impact, that you are meant to help. And if you're okay with that, then great. But chances are good, if you got to this point in the podcast, you're not okay with that, because you feel called to do something more in your life and you want to make a difference and you want to help others. And I think that's a freaking beautiful thing. I really, really do. So I deep down believe that your limiting beliefs are blocking you from allowing your greatest gifts and your superpowers to be shown, to be seen by the world, to be heard. And that also means that your limiting beliefs, they're not a bad thing. They hold, they harness, they protect your greatest gifts. And let me share one personal thing with this. I got asked a question the other day on the podcast, on a podcast as a guest, that was an incredible question. And she said, Who was I before and who am I now through this process? What's the difference? Where's the similarity? Where's the difference? And I said, you know, the version of me from 12 years ago, 10 years ago, she was strong. She was praised for being strong. And strong meant not feeling, not connecting to your heart, not allowing yourself to be seen, carrying that big ass shield to block everyone so that they didn't know that you were struggling, right? That was strong. And now, fast forward, I feel like I am a very heart-led CEO, a heart-wired CEO, a heart-driven CEO. Does that burn me sometime? Sure. But it opens me up to the most incredible connections and relationships. And my limiting beliefs that I could not allow myself to be seen, wasn't safe to be in that space to let the real side of me be seen. Those limiting beliefs blocked me, but they also held my greatest gifts. And I actually think the heart that I never wanted to show anyone before, I think it's actually one of my greatest gifts. I think it's what connects me to the people that I meant to work with. It helps me to see in them what is available. So it does hold your greatest gifts. And when you do the work of releasing those limiting beliefs, simply just the thoughts that you keep having, and uncover what those gifts are, and then allow yourself to express them and share them, I think your whole world's going to open up. And I think the opportunities that are there are going to open up. And I think the doors that you've been pulling on in your entire life to make them open are going to open up because you're allowing it to happen. So I say this with so much love. I would love to know how this episode lands for you because I know it's meant for someone. And I wanted to talk this one out today because it's deeply personal to me right now, especially as I'm coaching and mentoring so many people in this container. It's deeply personal and I'm watching it firsthand and I know it's possible. So I want to know what your superpowers are, what your greatest gifts are, and what limiting belief is blocking you from allowing it to be seen. And when are you going to start to just change that story? Because you can. Tons of tips in this episode. Let me know what some of your biggest takeaways are. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.